Just to fill people in, Munster Rugby say their medical department consulted the World Health Organization before departing for Milan last Thursday. We'll be hearing from a couple of minutes from an Irishman who's on lockdown actually in Lombardy, and more about the situation then. But this was Munster's Pro 14 match against Zebre. They left last Thursday. A statement from the club said the team returned to Ireland before the current increase in confirmed cases and before any events were cancelled or travel restrictions were implemented. The squad departed Milan and returned to Dublin on Saturday morning. There was thermal scanning in operation at Bergamo Airport in Milan. They also consulted with the Department of Foreign Affairs and with Health Protection Surveillance Centre prior to travel, and the IRFU say they are monitoring the situation closely. And obviously they, like everybody else, Fergal, awaiting the outcome of this National Public Health Emergency Team meeting this afternoon, because whatever about the situation here in Ireland, we are seeing these fresh outbreaks around Europe now.
Yes, I mean, Ireland, along with most European countries, they're taking their lead from the European Centre for Disease Control and Prevention. And we're expecting more countries are likely to be added to the European Centre for Disease Control and Prevention case definition, which means people may be advised against travel or will be asked to inform the HSE if they've just returned from at-risk places, as Fergal was mentioning there a short time ago. And then those who have symptoms will be asked to go into self-isolation. But we are reliant really on people self-declaring mostly that they've been in an at-risk place. It's different to the advice in Britain. In Britain, the health secretary there says the official advice is that travellers returning to the UK from northern Italy, for example, they're being asked to self-isolate as part of measures to stop the spread, whether or not they have symptoms. But we're taking the European Centre, WHO lead on this. But we're expecting Italy to be added to that list of at-risk places. At the moment, there's no consideration to postponing mass gatherings like concerts or sports events. You mentioned there here that that's not likely to take place until and unless there were cases in Ireland. So as of now, the Ireland-Italy Six Nations goes ahead on March the 7th. But it's an evolving situation, and cases are emerging in countries quite quickly now as we move through hours and days.
Yes, and so the assessment is being made at European level. It'll be made at national level. But certainly the news we were hearing from, you know, the World Health Organization and so on earlier in the week, they were, you know, starting to feel optimistic about the situation in China. But it appears, and it's not just in Europe, but throughout the Middle East as well and in other parts of Asia, this disease does seem to be spreading.
Yes, I mean, look, there have been no confirmed cases of it here in Ireland yet, as of now, as I'm speaking to you at this moment. We expect to hear about more suspect cases that have tested negative later on today out of that meeting. I think there's an air of inevitability creeping in now that we're going to see some cases here. Events in Italy and now Tenerife have certainly added to that. But officially, we remain in containment mode. We're preparing for and if any cases emerge. But the virus has been seen in over 20 countries from China, where it first began in December. And while the WHO hasn't declared it a pandemic, it is a public health emergency.
And of course, before anybody thinks of rushing out and panic buying and trying to, you know, get masks left, right and centre, the advice from experts is the most important thing: hand hygiene, wash your hands, and be careful about sniffs and
coughs.
Yes,
the basic advice is regular hand washing, covering your cough, avoiding people who are ill, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth with unwashed hands. And that's basic things that people should be doing.
All right, Fergal, thank you very much indeed for that. In fact,